101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 4th of June, 2024, and I finally swam to work. It was a bit of a treacherous drive to work this morning with the rain, not because of the flooding or the rain, but because of the people who are anxious about driving in the rain. That is the biggest issue. So on that note, we're going to be talking about what's in the papers today and yesterday. Road traffic amendment to restrict licensing of vehicles with under 6 months valid insurance. In today's Tribune, that headline, drivers worry over car license move. I also want to talk a bit about this story, a Lutheran Chamber of Commerce concerned over reliable supply. And then we see in today's Tribune again, BTC, a Lutheran sabotage was an extortion attempt. We also talk in budget this morning. These stories, we will slash deficit to $69 million. Opposition blasts government for not explaining deviations from fiscal targets. Some more headlines here. Budget increase for 21 government agencies, including $7 million increase for consultancies. We'll be talking a bit about what's in the news today. Headline, police say missing boy seen on CCTV camera again, but no further details. Org disappointed on government's budget for FOI. A, the numbers to call today to join the conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 for Family Island residents. It is toll-free. Please call in. I'd love to hear from Eleuthera and other Family Islands. Another headline, with recent missing children's reports, police urge parents to be more vigilant. Absolutely. So let's get the show started with this little bit of housekeeping. To my Hannah Hasty Tynes family, we're having a family association jumble sale on Saturday, the 8th of June at 8 a.m. at Hibiscus Wash House. That's at Hibiscus Street and Farrington Road. We are reaching out to family members for donations of items to sell at the jumble sale. We will have breakfast and lunch on sale as well. That's Saturday, the 8th of June, this Saturday, the day after Labor Day. Labor Day is coming up. We're going to be talking about Labor Day later in the week. Here is a letter that was sent to me. A copy of a letter. This letter is addressed to the Director of Risk, Quality, and Patient Safety at the Public Hospital Authority. It is in reference to food quality at Princess Margaret Hospital. We are writing this letter to inform you about the current state of the quality of food being prepared and served to the patients and customers at the Princess Margaret Hospital. It's either cold or undercooked pork chops or unclean, unseasoned chicken being served daily. Something must be done, as the health of a nation is the wealth of the same. On another note, we, the patients and customers, have noticed signs of emotional and physical burnout coupled with a lack of motivation in the line staff. Low morale, unhappiness, and a toxic work environment. In addition, the line staff has indicated that there is little to no incentive for them to make the necessary improvements to the quality of the food. In addition, services at times on the slower, substandard aspect because of equipment failure. For example, the air conditioning in the cook's workspace would stop working. The steamer would break down. All of these equipment failures contributes to the low staff morale, which then translates into poor food service and quality, offering little, coupled with the fact that there is little to no variety in the food options. On a lighter note, the patients and customers would like to spotlight Ms. Monique Moss and cook Ms. for their excellent assistance and support to us wherever possible. They have proven much dedication and commitment to the patients and customers over the many years of dedicated service given. They deserve more. Thanks in advance for your assistance. Now, I found this letter, and I wanted to read it. I wanted to read it because I think it's a great example, right? It's a great example of a concerned group of people organizing themselves to register their concerns and complaints about a service that they require, life-saving services. And so we say to that group of concerned patients and customers, that's how the letter is signed, thank you for your advocacy efforts, and we hope that they are received with the same energy that they were offered, which is for the sake of the whole. Things ain't been things at PMH for a very, very long time. And I haven't said anything really about it, but I shall forever tell the descendants of Corinne Mitchell the story of how one early morning, roughly around 2 a.m., while she was at PMH Women's Public Ward, was done with that place. She packed up her things and she tell the nurse, she says, "Nurse, somebody call me a hacker because I going home." And the nurse politely and calmly explained to her that she can't go home. Plus, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, Miss Mitchell. Where you going? She said, "I can tell you where I going. I going home." And home she went. And home she went. When we ask her why she didn't want to embarrass anybody at PMH, she kept the reason why to herself and just said, "Because I live right there, and what's the problem with me being right there? Ain't no need for me to be right here." On another quick note, I'm going to figure out where I'm slipping my sports segment in this week because of the public holiday. But have you guys ever heard of Sierra Breeze? I had somebody join me in studio just now. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning, Aaron. How you doing? It's raining outside, man.
I'm not worried about the rain, and I worried about the flooding. Did you know we have a Bahamian professional wrestler, woman wrestler?
I know we have wrestlers now.
Right, but this young woman is competing in the WOW League in the United States of America.
Oh. Okay.
And just a brief note, her costume emphasizes, right, her costume is built around Junkanoo. Her identity as a wrestler is built around Junkanoo. I can't wait to get an opportunity to see her compete. To see her compete. All right. It took you a long time to get here, Mr. Newry.
Nah, it's all flooded.
The top half or the bottom half?
All over. And you think it's flooded in Pinewood, you should see the traffic and the annoyings. Trying to traverse on Harrow Road near the new car license place. Horrendous.
The new road traffic location.
Oh, God, that's horrendous.
Listen, I sent out a SOS yesterday. Someone from road traffic needs to go down to road traffic department to help road traffic department manage the road traffic. at Road Traffic Department. We have a problem with systems, Mr. Nuri. We don't understand how systems work. We don't understand how to maintain systems, how to keep them functioning and running the location of road traffic that have not been resolved. I see the phone lines flashing. I'm going to stick a pin. We're going to go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Can I speak with West Coast Act?
Listen, you called... Sorry, you called the show. You on air. Let's go to the next caller. We can go to the next caller in a second. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Yuri.
Good morning.
So, Aaron, just want to let you know that I know you're going to be talking about the budget, but did you get a chance to watch the congressional hearing with Dr. Fauci yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Aaron, that should be something that the entire Obama should be watching.
Okay.
You know, because very little, if anything, was based on science.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Fauci committed perjury yesterday and is well on his way feeling the brunt of it because of what he did, based on what I understood, mm-hmm. what he did is unforgivable in terms of the way he disrupted people's lives and bring on these unnecessary social distancing. But he said that it's not based on science, the mask, and so many other things. It's just unbelievable what they did with this COVID pandemic. And it basically only validates what I've always been saying. And I have been saying that it appears to me, based on the U.S. presidential election, that that was designed and that was the only way they could have gotten rid of Donald Trump, to scare the wits of people and have them stay home and get caught up in those mail-in ballots and nonsense.
But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to invite representatives from the Optimist Group specifically to discuss the congressional hearings, right? Mark Palmer last week, Dr. Bethel and Mr. Palmer joined me to discuss the pandemic accord. And so I'll invite them in and ask them to let's take an hour and go through what was revealed in the hearings. Thank you very much. Absolutely. So, Mr. Nuri, road traffic amendment to restrict licensing of vehicles with under 6 months valid insurance. We're going to read from that as well. Drivers worry over car license move. I'm going to read the article quickly. Insurance policies that are valid for less than 6 months cannot be used to license vehicles when amendments to the Road Traffic Act take effect on January 1st, 2025. New provisions would also allow police officers to seize uninsured and unlicensed vehicles and require owners to pay $300 to release their cars. An amendment bill tabled in the House of Assembly also said only the police commissioner can release the car once owners provide proof of payment and or a valid insurance certificate or license. The bill also empowers the police commissioner to sell a vehicle that has been seized for more than a year and use the funds to cover the cost of removing and impounding the vehicle. Yesterday's bill comes months after top traffic officials called for stricter traffic laws regarding uninsured vehicles, noting that 50% of cars in accidents last year were uninsured. Most of the uninsured vehicles comprise small imported vehicles, according to Chief Superintendent of Police David Lockhart, who previously headed the traffic division. He said some people had been getting temporary cover notes to license their vehicles without completing the insurance process. Under the amendment bill, new licensing rules would require owners to produce an insurance policy no older. The policy, quote, would not be accepted if the policy of insurance expires within 6 months of the date of application for licensing the motor vehicle. Additionally, the bill addresses insurance cancellations, mandating that vehicle owners report this to the controller within 5 days of the cancellation date. Quote, the insured person shall, at the time of the cancellation, surrender the certificate of insurance to the authorized insurer and within 5 days of the date of cancellation, surrender the certificate of insurance to the authorized insurer and within 5 days, of the date of cancellation, report the cancellation to the controller and provide evidence of the reason for cancellation, the bill says. Under the legislation, the authorized insurer must issue a notice of cancellation to the controller within 48 hours of the certificate of insurance being canceled. Failure to comply could incur a fine not exceeding $2,500 or a three-month prison sentence for the vehicle owner and a fine up to $5,000 for the authorized insurer. I see I got some callers on the line. I have a list of questions I'm going to go through. I'm going to go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hey, Aaron. Good morning. How are you doing? CA, good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Aaron, I'm just going to just respond to what you read just now. That is one of the most ridiculous, and I'm saying it very emphatically, one of the most ridiculous pieces of, if they plan to pass that, I don't understand what's going on. First and foremost, the cost of living out here is very hard for a whole lot of persons. And even though I'm a law-abiding citizen, and even though I understand what the crux of this is all about, let me put two questions to you. First and foremost, you know, a lot of persons out here are trying to put food on their table. Their trance is their only means of trying to at least go out there and hustle to make a few dollars. You're going to impound a car because the car is not licensed or insured. In the United States, they use the point system for something like that. Why isn't it that the point system is not introduced here? With something like that, I believe you would incur 2 points or 3 points towards suspension, temporary suspension of your license. But to impound your car, to incur $2,500 or a $300 penalty just to get your car released, and it has to come from the commissioner of police? That's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Second point I'll have to state here. Right now, as it stands, we are right now facing astronomical, burden of taxation. Why is it that this thing only seemed to want to focus on the small man? You know how many government vehicles on the road right now, not licensed or insured?
And running stop signs and red lights.
Is this going to apply to the government as well? And is it going to come out of their individual pockets, or is it going to come back out of the taxpayers' pockets again? That's all I'm concerned about. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to add my questions as soon as we take these callers. Good morning, caller.
Aaron.
Morning.
Good morning to you. And I believe CA is there.
Morning.
You know, I want to talk about three things real quick as it pertains to Fauci.
We're not really going on to Fauci today. I don't have enough
okay.
reference.
Well, the fact checkers are out, so careful what they say. Mm-hmm. But when you can't sue or something's experimental, my flag goes up. Now, car license.
Mm-hmm.
How do they do it in England? You know, because we're British.
I tell you how they do it in English. In England,
well,
right?
Yeah,
I tell you how they do
English.
It.
How they do it in English?
In English, what they do
they
profile you, right? And it's simple.
No.
I listened to the officer say it. He said, when I look in at cars, when I see a dirty car, that's a car I'm interested in. Because if you don't take the time to clean your car, you probably don't take the time to ensure that your car is at the right, the MOT, right? That you might
be onto something. I always, when I get in a female's car, I mean, how they treat the car
mm-hmm.
tells me a lot about the individual. Outside, that's God and the elements. But inside, that's on you. You know, in England, they have MOT. So
mm-hmm.
you have all the mechanics. Dilly tree, whatever, and they get certified by the government. And you take your car to your mechanic, and he certifies your car. You go online, you put in his certification number,
mm-hmm.
and you get your license online. This big thing on the highway with all the traffic you just said, right,
mm-hmm.
is eliminated. See how easy it is? But now, you can't slip that little thing to the mechanic because he's not going to accept it because he makes so much money being legit.
Right.
That if he does that and your car is pulled over for any offense, it comes back to his name, his company, and his certification number, and he loses his license.
Absolutely.
So we got a check system on him.
Yep.
Now, I can wrap up with this. That bill which y'all was talking about, that sounds good. That you put the tax on the people like no tomorrow. But I said for the last 30 years, how about no tax for my people? See, we need a 24-hour day because crime is now at the level. We need a 24-hour day highway patrol, Aaron. You been in Miami?
Yeah.
You know what those folks do, right?
Mm, yes, well.
You don't do no traffic. You know, you don't come in your little eggshell and think you got use Andretti and want to zip between cars and do craziness because it don't end well. And they're 24 hours a day. So if you do an incident somewhere, some crime, you're going to be apprehended.
Thank
and they
you, Graham.
Stay in their position and post. So 24-hour-a-day highway patrol and car licensing done the way they do it in England. Now, what else you want to fix this morning? They turned off their water heater. Leslie Miller, when the chairman of BPL said that that's one-third of your home energy cost. Mm-hmm. So if we all turned off our water heater, we could run the air condition and have no more blackout. Now, I done fixed enough today. Good show. Carry on smartly.
Thank you, Graham. Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
Listen, Aaron, the person who called, you know, the staff who spoke about the government vehicles being unlicensed.
Yes.
And he's correct, because I am in close contact with a few who drive government vehicles, and they haven't been licensed. I think one of them have last license was 2022.
So what happens if a red plate running a stop sign or red light or turning left on red at anywhere other than University Drive and University Commons hits my car? What happens if the car is not insured?
But it depends on the officer that comes on scene.
There you go.
Because if you notice in Abaco, I think it was Mr. Mills, mm-hmm. who was trying to videotape the police bike that was not licensed, and they tried to give him a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those vehicles are not licensed for the road. The government don't keep up with their licensing.
Thank you.
So, I mean, before they bring it on us, they have to rein themselves in.
Thank
you. So you take the mole of my eye, take the beam of yours, please.
Thank you very much. I have had more than three people tell me that the reason that police officers are no longer enforcing traffic controls is because so many police officers' cars are unlicensed and uninsured that they get tired of interacting with officers who carry on like there's no law for them and there's no rule for them. Let's go to the phone lines quickly, and I got these seven questions I want to put on the table. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you. Good morning to Neary, C. Allen Johnson. Let me tell Graham, he's about the wrong that Leslie Miller told him about 30% consumption being home thing. They just randomly picked stuff off the internet and think it applies here. That survey has been dismissed about 15, 20 years ago concerning that figure. So just, Graham, just stop saying it and if you can do it right. Now, let me just speak on the fine, right? In the state of Florida, you're fined between $150 to $500 for driving without insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what also happens is when you go to reinstate, when you have to now go and show proof to the driver's license place, and you have to now pay $150 reinstatement fee for your tags. But let's go back to what you read about that. Okay, I go and buy insurance for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
7 months into me having insurance, I pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
My insurance, according to the government, is no longer valid because it has to expire 6 months or so. So how do you have an insurance expire 6 months? That means how do you don't like if you get a 6 month insurance, 2 days later is less than 6 months.
Yeah, but technically you're supposed to buy a year's policy at a time.
No, I'm just I'm saying, let's say they sell it for mm-hmm. that. But I'm saying, because what happens is, so I mean, for 6 months, your policy is no longer, even if you buy it for a year, your policy is no longer valid.
Yeah.
Because it's no longer, so are they mandating 6 month policy, which then creates the environment that your policy is no 6 months? That's why the law has not given any thought. So here's the problem we have when people say, and Jeff said, but people, poor people. The problem is we have no proper ground transportation system, metro, whether they call it a bus system or whatever.
Public transportation.
When you fix that, you could probably eliminate 80% of the cars if it's properly implemented, that you could catch a bus 20 minutes anywhere, on 20 minutes at a time, 45 minutes maybe in the evening time or late at night or whatever. And that's the problem. The problem is we don't want to fix the simple things. What we want to do is add a multiplicity of things around the problem. And so, but just let me end it saying this. The biggest problem comes right back to economics.
Mm-hmm.
The government of the Bahamas and its hypocrisy and duplicity concerning being a carbon-based taxation economy cannot afford to do the things that is necessary because they lack the competency to divest this economy into something different, better, into a knowledge-based economy or anything else of that sort that doesn't depend on taxing carbon as a means of revenue. This is why they're afraid to fix BPL. You fix BPL, right? And how much millions or tens of millions disappear from the tax thing from VAT from there because you're now using solar energy that don't burn oil?
Thank you.
We have a problem.
Yes, I call it an administrative crisis. we have an administrative crisis. There's a new call, producer. Okay, I'll take this new call station. At least I want to put these questions on the table. Good morning, caller. You there, caller? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I can't hear you. Good morning, caller. Let's try it again. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Grant.
Good morning. How you do?
All right. Good morning, Mr. Neary. I heard what Jeff was saying, but I believe, you know, I understand this bill simply because what it does, it protects the other driver. Many drivers are driving around now without insurance, and they cause this accident. And when an accident is caused, and if that driver is wrong and you are right, you left holding the bag. You left holding the bag because you're going to end up having to fix your own vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
If the insurance is expired or the car isn't licensed, you're going to have to fix your own vehicle. And I totally agree with this bill. I agree with it wholeheartedly.
Okay. Thank you. I agree that something that we need a solution, but I am not sure if this is the solution. I'm not quite sure that what they're attempting to do is required to fix the problem. I can start off by saying, you know, you have a whole entire police force. When I used to go to headquarters in Central, they used to have a beautiful banner up with the four top man, like the mandate of the force. And number two on the mandate was every officer is a traffic officer. Every officer enforces traffic controls. We could solve this problem easily by instructing police officers to actually enforce traffic controls. I can be honest with you, wrap it up and throw it in the garbage. Because all you need is to direct your officers to enforce traffic controls. And when they stop people, they have an opportunity to ask them for their license. And it's not like you can't see that they're breaking traffic controls left, right, and center. Okay. I go to this next call, and then I go into my questions. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. How are you? Oh, we missed.
Yes, listen. What I wanted to say was.
Mm-hmm. You still there? Yes. Caller, No, your phone line's breaking up. It's going up and down. Volume's going up and down.
Okay, let me take it off speaker.
Okay.
Okay, how about now?
Better.
Is it better now?
Absolute.
Okay. It was a grave mistake when they discontinued the color code on the windshield with the inspection sticker. Let me tell you why I say this.
Mm-hmm.
A police officer could just be riding in the police vehicle, and if June was a yellow sticker, and he see a red sticker on the vehicle, which was me, it does block that this car should not be on the road because it's still bearing a red sticker.
Mm-hmm.
This new license, what they have on the windshield now, if I drive in, I look to see if I could see any information on the windshield of the oncoming vehicle, and I can't see nothing. So there's no way for a police officer to be just cruising, just doing normal patrol, and knowing whether or not a vehicle is licensed or not. But in the old way, with the color code,
it'd be easy visual.
Say, hey, that's a red sticker. That's last one. That shouldn't be there. That should be yellow.
Easy visual test. Thank you. Easy visual test.
Right. And so that's when they should bring some kind of color code, something similar to where it used to be, so that police officers can just identify these vehicles other than having all these roadblocks with that killing time and killing spaces and stuff like that. One last point I'd like to make.
Yes, sir.
The amount of government vehicles, Lord, that are tinted, you cannot see nothing in these cars. I don't know if that's the new thing now, but the police vehicles are tinted heavily. The government vehicles are tinted heavily. So why can't me as a paying citizen have my vehicle heavily tinted? Because it seems like the rule only applies to the same category of people. And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, caller. Many of us are concerned about that. Okay, I got to take this next call. The light went red. You're here. Good morning. Morning, caller.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you, caller. How you do?
Okay, this is a regulation. for Fairfield.
Yes.
I think this is the best thing government has ever done, in my honest opinion.
Okay.
Because, Aaron, this was a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
Too much black was on the road. In my view, I think like about 70% of persons just driving with old insurance. Okay?
Okay.
The amount of accidents which you see happening lately, never used to. The road has become like the wild west.
Yes, okay? Ma'am.
And I totally agree with that last call before this last one.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do something, you know, because when somebody knock your vehicle, the first question you ask, do you have insurance? They don't have no insurance. How they get these cars licensed without insurance, only God will know. But I believe persons purposely don't insure the vehicle. It's slackness, you understand?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Driving without insurance.
That's madness.
I don't know how this happened, so they had to pass this law. And I hope it sticks. Don't just talk about it. Put it in writing. And
yes,
it goes to everybody.
Thank you.
And this is, I love it. Seriously, I honestly love it. Because they're going to slow down the traffic accidents. You know, a person's going to be more vigilant to the license and insure their vehicle on the street.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Absolutely. Oh, producer, that red light. Good morning, caller. Morning, caller. You there? Oh, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Okay, we're going to go to a break to those two new lights. Hold the line. Going to a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to throw these seven questions on the table. And we haven't even talked about the Eleuthera Chamber of Commerce's concerns over reliable electricity and water supply and what seems to be a housing crisis on the island.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scooter Ring. Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic. Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st. At the Hope Center and the Kendall Ice Exchange. We are shooting hoops instead of guns. Phone 601-4842 or visit our Facebook page. Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scooter Reed Basketball Classic. Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right 157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I'm going to this next caller and then I'm going to my questions. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Sorry we lost you, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Absolutely.
I agree with the lady. Thank you, Aaron.
I agree with that lady calling it a call. You need to go down by the court. I think you're an officer of the court. Go down to the court and see how many civil suits for people who been in an accident without insurance. I agree with you, and to agree, it needs some sort of tweaking, but this is an awesome idea.
Here's a question. Why are these matters being covered over with civil suits? Why aren't the police suing? Hold on. Why are the police not charging, determining who's wrong, and then the insurance companies going after the other people? That's the process.
Well, in essence, that's what's happening in some of the cases. But the insurance, the police are charging, but the police only could charge for the fault that they have created on the road. But that's not the police. The police duty is not for them to get the people's car compensated. Now, this is maybe some law needs to be put in place where the insurance could do it. But insurance have their own issues to deal with and trying to get people to cover for people's cars. You know how many people I've seen news out can't find the time to go to court. They say, oh, shucks. One guy tell me the man run the red light. Mash up his daddy car. And the surveillance is there, but the surveillance expires. And so his father not only could have lost his life, he ain't never getting the car fixed.
Yeah.
It's a person ain't had no insurance or anything. And you got thousands of cases to that. And I'm glad that the government was very proactive in dealing with this. Now, maybe 6 months is a long time, maybe 3 months, but I am in total agreement for this.
Well, I think I thank you, caller. Thank you very, very. Oh, sorry about that. You still there?
Like, go ahead. I appreciate you allowing me the time, Aaron. You all have a great day. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, caller. Thank you very much. I agree that something needs to be done. The question is this approach the right approach? Is more importantly, is it an effective approach? Even more importantly, will we cause more problems than exist? The earlier part of the conversation about road traffic department needing road traffic to come out and manage the road traffic at road traffic department. See what I'm saying? I'm going to go to this next caller and then I'm going to get to these questions. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. Sorry to hold you up again.
No problem.
Speaking to your question. But, Aaron, does this law change or fix the mismatch between you getting your car license and you having your insurance?
Because if I
have my insurance in December and they only license and they only give me a renewal insurance by December, but I don't license my car till June the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So by come time to get my insurance again, my car already expired. My insurance already expired, but my car's already licensed.
Right, absolutely. Do we need
my car's licensed for a full 6 months before I have to renew before I could get another insurance?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Is the law changing that?
Yeah. Do we need a law to align the insurance in start date with your birth month,
correct,
which is your license month?
Correct.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. This issue is, like I say, it's like I don't think this is the right solution. And here's some more questions.
Put your questions. I just want to put this on the agenda is, I have my car licensed or insured 3 months after my car to be licensed, purposely.
Right.
I actually waited, said, don't move the car. Just because when I have to pay insurance,
you can't afford it.
I can't afford it. So I tend to have it afterwards.
That's a consideration, that's a real consideration that has to be put on the table. So here are my questions. Will we also see an expansion of the legislation governing the tow industry? And I'm hoping to have some tow operators on next week or week after. Is the $300 the fine paid to the state, or is it the fee paid to the tow storage company? Will cars be towed to a government lot or a private lot? Will there be standardized or regularized tow and storage fees? Why the RBPF commissioner and not the controller of road traffic in terms of presenting proof of payment? Who is responsible for damage to the vehicle while in storage? Is not allowing cover notes that are temporary in nature not a viable solution? I just can tell you can't license your car with a cover note. We just don't accept them. More questions. If my birth month is May, but I license a new car in November, why would 6 months left on the insurance policy be? Why is it that you don't ensure that the amount of time left on the insurance aligns with the license? If authorized insurers are required to report within 48 hours, why are vehicle owners also required to report? And what exactly is meant by, quote, provide evidence of the reason for cancellation? How do I prove to you I broke? You can't see the poverty on me? What does that even mean, that I must provide evidence of the reason for the cancellation? Now, are you saying to me, the insurance company must provide evidence that they canceled the insurance because of a breach on behalf of the customer, of the insured? Is that what we're talking about? Does the bill include provisions indicating who is responsible for removing debris from accidents from the road? Is it the insurance company? Is it the car, the vehicle that is liable, responsible for the accident? Does the Royal Bahamas Police Force clean up and then assign an invoice? Insurance company is covering the car that is responsible for the accident. Aren't we supposed to have barcode readers? I remember when I got my first fancy blue and black plate, there was a barcode on the plate because I presume cars would have computers and all of the relevant information needed by the police to determine whether my car could be on the road or not could be read by a scanner in the police car just by focusing the police car at my plate. What happened to the barcodes? See, none of this would be necessary if you put those barcodes on the plate for a reason. Don't tell me that you designed a system that required barcodes, but then you ran out of money in the budget and then decided you don't need all of that fanciness because it's just cars on the road. Are fines of $2,500 and $5,000 excessive and counterproductive? And here's a question. What happens to the ordinary driver who refuses to comply versus what happens to an insurance company that refuses to comply? Some regular breaches, like they just forget to send in this batch of reports. These are all questions that need to be answered, but more importantly, I would like to say that I think that you have gone too far in finding a solution for this problem. Your solution creates more problems that existed initially. We need a statement from the ministry responsible for transport whether the barcode system actually exists and whether it can be used for this matter. But more importantly, we have thousands of police officers every day who are refusing to enforce traffic controls. I don't even see the traffic police in their new long sleeve uniform on the roads anymore, on their bicycles. I don't see them in town at all anymore. Where are they? Do we have a traffic division? Do we have a traffic management or policing strategy? Do we have one that could be shared with the public and other stakeholders? I have a text here that says, Aaron, I have a family. I come to you right now, caller, don't go. Aaron, I have family who works in traffic division and they haven't had their car licensed in a number of years and it is being driven every day. Phone line, good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, what's going on, CA? Aaron, I'm trying to find out how it works because if I buy a vehicle 6 months before my birthday, and I pay $350 right now for third party. So when my birthday come up, I can't get my car license with 6 months leave on my car. I got to find another $350 to get my car license. And when I license the car, when I insure the car, is my insurance going to be 18 months now? Or what are they going to do? They're going to ask the insurance company to insure vehicles for 6 months. So with the 6 months with leave on my insurance and the 6 months what I guess buying could be a year. Mm-hmm. Oh, how does it work? I got to jerk my hand in my pocket and find another $350 in 6 months' time when my birthday come up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to tell me?
That's what they're saying.
Yep, and wow. There are all kinds of concerns.
He has all type of concerns. So what? I insured for 18 months after you all tell me 6 months leave and I got to show up for another year?
after I pay this $350, so I should be able to go for 18 months with insurance or what? Or when that 18 months get the 6 months again, you ought to tell me I got to find another $350 because you can't license because only 6 months left. I have all type of questions with that, man. Yeah. All right, thanks for letting me share, man.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, producer. Let's go to the next call quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I sorry we missed you. Caller. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Producer, let's go to the next call. I sorry we missed you, caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to make a contribution.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Is it cash? I take cash.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Didn't expect that. I'll be on good times.
Good, good. Blessings.
Listen, there's an easy way to deal with that insurance thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an additional 2 months, you just simply go to the insurance company and say, listen, give me an extension of 2 months on my insurance. They give you the paper. You go license your car. You have to, though, make note of when your insurance expires. That means you put the little money aside, you go to the insurance company. When the insurance, well, they actually send you notices in the mail. I don't know if they still use mail here, but they send you an email of, of note saying that in another 2 weeks your insurance expires, another month your insurance expires.
Yes.
People don't, there's a situation where someone hits your car, rather than call the police, you decide to straighten it out between yourself and the driver. That's when you get swinged.
Mm-hmm. You know, in those instances, you still have to make a report to the police. You're just not required to make a report before you move your cars from.
It's the Bahamas, man. Ain't nobody going through all of that. Are you figuring, you go see my body, man. He can fix your car.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't find this dude after he done pull out, so.
Oh, no, I've experienced it. I once had someone attempt to slander me in my neighborhood over the matter. And then we just had to sort it out. Fortunately, family members prevailed. That's why I like community, right? Fortunately, there was community. Family members reached out, and the matter was sorted. But yes, hundreds of people are going through this every day.
There's another way you also deal with this. You take a photo of the vehicle, the individual, because we got these cellular phones now. So you got this thing in your hand. But if you make the mistake of not doing these things and protecting yourself, you get swinged.
Mm. Absolutely. Thank you very much, caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the text line. Oh, boy. Let me just read this into the record. At some point this week, I want to get to this story. Eleuthera Chamber of Commerce concerned over reliable electricity and water supply. We're going to talk about that. And then in today's Tribune, BTC, Eleuthera sabotage was an extortion attempt. We got to talk about the Family Islands more. So let's go to the caller and then the text line. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning again.
Yes, sir.
This is very rare. I typically call it to the same show twice.
It's
but
okay.
There's 2 points I would like to raise on some of the commentary a couple of your previous callers would have alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, you talk about the barcode on these license plates.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the callers talked about the disc that actually, the new disc that sits on the windshield now.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that disc on your windshield, it actually has a scanner code on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually scanned that code with my phone.
Yes.
And it told me the date. It actually gives you all of the information on that disc, the license plate, when the disc expired, so on and so forth. So that technology is already there. The thing is, we have in strategic places around Nassau right now, or New Providence, which, with the introduction of AI, all of this information on this disc can be read. The information on the license plate can be read. Now, the question is, does the police have the database to compare the information on the disc and set up a red flag to say, okay, well, the car isn't licensed.
Mm-hmm.
So if the car isn't licensed, obviously it also means that the inspection is probably up as well, and the police could automatically, whether it's in a car scanning or the camera up on the post, this information can be captured. So this is not rocket science. The thing is, we're introducing these things, to me personally, half-cocked. In other words, it's not well thought out. It may be a step in the right direction, but it's not complete to the point, whereas once you bring it out to the public is then going to go up in arms because all of the T's and I's have not been crossed and dotted. You talk about the old disc that used to be here, red disc or green disc or blue disc. Yes, I agree. Back then, it did work. But now we are advancing in a modern-day society. The technology is here. We just got to now put the software in place, put the manpower in particular in place to make this thing work. And that's all it is.
Thank
this
you.
Is not rocket science. Thanks Thank for you. Taking my call again.
Absolutely. I got a quick notice, an alert. It said... The Commonwealth of the Bahamas will not be joining the Great Reset this year due to an ongoing administrative crisis. We ain't gonna make it. We ain't gonna make it. Don't worry, we ain't gonna make it. Text here, good morning to the caller worrying about cars being impounded. What about my family member who lost a car whose livelihood was tied to that car, but because of a lousy, reckless person who failed to have their priorities in order? Listen, the police could start enforcing traffic controls at any minute. It was a grave mistake when they stopped the color code inspection sticker. Another text, this is not a solution after the 6 months up. Persons still won't insure their cars if they don't want to. Just deal with the ones who broke the traffic laws and leave me alone.
There you go.
Who obeys the law? This is just more money out of my pocket that I don't have. Aaron, what happens when a person is borrowing a car not in their name and the insurance reflects the owner's name? Does it still get impounded? Yes,
mm-hmm.
because... the car is not insured to be on the road if the owner of the car may be licensed to drive the car, but if someone who is not licensed or covered, but insured.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. I mean, that's simple.
My concern is the transferring of insurance. Imagine I purchased a car in June, right? And my insurance up in December, or no, they said July, right? Normally, you transfer the remaining of your insurance to get your car license.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, no, you can't transfer your remainder of insurance to get your new car.
No.
Something is wrong with that.
Good morning, Ms. Green. The bill sounds great, but after 6 months, I may or may not be insured. If my one-year insurance is valid for 6 months, and we should go back to have color stickers. And the person says, I've had experiences with insured and uninsured drivers. Same here. This new law is no different than the last that says you could turn left on a red light, but only if a sign is posted. Another text, if you're broke, you have no business driving and operating a motor vehicle on the streets. Harsh, but true. And I think one of the basic things we are not willing to acknowledge as a people is that it costs to operate a motor vehicle. And the vast majority of us cannot afford the cost to operate a motor vehicle. This is how we got to talk to the unions about that, the taxi union in particular, because I have a feeling that they have been discouraging the creation and establishment and enforcement of a sensible public transportation system because of the fares that tourists will see the difference in price and just use the public transportation system, like many of them are forced to do in the countries that they come from, because they too can't afford the cost of operating a motor vehicle. Text here says, I believe completely in social distancing. With social distancing, remote work, and hand washing, I was no longer getting sick twice a year. That's good, but do those dynamics prevent the spread of COVID? And that was a specific claim. I also don't think that this is the solution. They're talking about traffic. I have even more questions about Colby Davis's ability to provide sensible legislation. The reason people don't license is because they don't have the money. The reason people use cover notes to pay partial payments is because they don't have the money. How is forcing people to pay more money, the full annual, the solution? It seems like once again they're trying to get around a complete failure of road traffic enforcement. Another text, this law makes no sense and it's intended to affect the poor people. People intentionally do not license and insure their cars. At the same time, it's easier to pay for license 1 month and insurance the next. Morning, I agree. There are many holes in the proposed bill. That's why I kept it simple, license and insurance in my birth month. You could afford it. Only Pintard and the FNM, with the knowledge of C. Allen Johnson, can institute the needed technology-enabled environment to move us into a 21st century globally competitive Bahamas. What a plug. Good morning, Aaron. The misery index is done at an all-time high. These new insurance policies seem just to be piling it on because the everyday person doesn't have the finances to meet these new regulations and public transportation can't meet the demand. So what is it we poor people to do? Public transportation can meet, have public transportation. Don't let any politician tell you otherwise. You guys have a great day. Hopefully, we could talk about the budget, these consultancy fees. Don't worry, $7 million, but we may not actually hire anybody. That doesn't make me feel any better, sir. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next. Thank you, producer. Thank you to the callers and the texters. Tried to get everybody in. Have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.